Jesus, priceless treasure, fount of purest pleasure, truest friend to me. How long in anguish shall my spirit languish, yearning, Lord, for thee? Thou art mine, O Lamb divine. I will suffer not to hide thee. Not, I ask, beside thee. In thine arms I rest me. Foes who would molest me cannot reach me here. Though the earth be shaking, every heart be quaking, Jesus, Jesus calms my fear. Lightnings flash and thunders crash, yet though sin and hell assail me, Jesus will not fail me. Satan, I defy thee. Death, I now decry thee. Fear, I bid thee cease. World, thou shalt not harm me, nor thy threats alarm me while I sing of peace. God's great power guards every hour. Earth and all its depths adore him. Silent, bow before him. So hence all earthly treasure. Jesus is my pleasure. Jesus is my choice. Hence all empty glory. Not to me thy story told with tempting voice. Pain or loss or shame or cross shall not from my Savior move me, since he deigns to love me. Evil world, I leave thee. Thou canst not deceive me. Thine appeal is vain. Sin that once did bind me, get thee far behind me. Come not forth again. Pass thy hour, O pride and power. Sinful life, thy bonds I sever. Leave thee now, forever. Hence all fear and sadness. For the Lord of gladness, Jesus, enters in. Those who love the Father, though the storms may gather, still have peace within. Yea, whate'er I here must bear, thou art still my purest pleasure. Jesus, priceless treasure. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news. I'm your host, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, and before we go to break, I got one more piece to give you. From the daily readings in the Pray Now app and in your Treasury of Daily Prayer, a little bit from Dr. Luther, for your comfort, for your wisdom, and for your hope. Dr. Luther writes, "Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord. We belong to none other than the Lord. This is our greatest comfort and joy, that we have as our Lord He to whom the Father has given all power in heaven and on earth, and has placed all things in His hands. Who then could possibly do us harm? The devil may very well attack us with his murderous rage, but he will never snatch us from the Lord's hand. For we who believe in Jesus Christ and live under His guardianship have also become lords ourselves over the devil, over sin, and over death. In order that such lordship might be ours, He was made man for our sake. He appealed to the Father on our behalf, and so loves us in this way. He was condemned, offering Himself up for our sakes. With His precious blood, He purchased us and washed us clean from sin. Still more, He has placed in our hearts the Holy Spirit, the pledge of our inheritance and blessedness, making us kings and priests for God and joint heirs with Himself. This is most certainly true. O Lord, strengthen our faith, that we would always remember these things and never doubt these promises. Lord God, bless Your word wherever it is proclaimed. Make it a word of power and peace to convert those not yet Your own and to confirm we who have come to saving faith. May your word pass from the ear to heart, from the heart to lip, and from the lip to life, as you have promised. Your word, let it achieve the purpose for which you send it, even our salvation, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.